Hello, everyone. My name is Garrett.
And I am Maria.
And this is Let's Talk in English, where today we bring you some English you need.
That's right. And the title of our lesson is, It's Okay to Say No.
It's okay to say no. Saying no is not hard. It's two letters, N-O. But really, it can be hard to say.
Yes, it is an easy word to say, but when we say no to others, sometimes we're afraid we might hurt their feelings, and of course, many people like to help their friends or be there for them, so saying no can be hard.
Yeah, you might feel like you're a bad person or not helpful if you say no when someone asks you something, but we're telling you today it's okay to say no. Sometimes it's even important.
It is. Well, there are many good reasons that you can say no, and we will talk about ways that you can say no. Let's get into today's reading.
It's fun to do things with friends, but sometimes you need to say no. There are many reasons. Maybe you're tired or busy, or maybe you don't agree with the person's idea or request. Whatever the reason, be sure to say no politely. You can say, no thank you, or maybe another time. You can also say, I'm sorry, but I'm not comfortable doing that. Being able to say no helps you make the best choices for yourself.
Thank you so much, Garrett. Well, those were all great reasons to say no, and we gave a lot of different ways to say no.
Absolutely. We'll talk all about this as we go through our lesson today, and of course, we'll also try to find our Find It answer. Here's that question. How can you say no to others?
How can you say no to others? Friends, be sure to look for the answer to that question in today's lesson. Well, before we get into that, let us go to Jack now for our keywords.
Milo 邀请 Emily 这个周末去滑雪，但是 Emily 拒绝了，因为她觉得经过一周漫长忙碌的工作，她会很累。I'll be tired after a long week. 形容词 tired 就是累的。疲惫的 Milo 接受了他的回应说这是个很好的理由表示认同这是个充分的理由 That's a good reason 名词 reason 就是理由或是原因拒绝人的话虽然有时候很难说出口但却是最好的选择 But sometimes saying no is the best choice 名词 choice 就是选择不过不论你是为了什么理由而拒绝都应该要有礼貌的说不But whatever your reason is, you should say no politely. 代名词 whatever 就是无论什么或任何事物。Milo 也赞同 Emily 的想法，他说 I agree. 动词 agree 就是同意或是对什么一致同意。
Ken and I are going skiing this weekend. Ivy's coming too.Do you want to come along?
That sounds fun, but I'll have to say no this time.
Oh, why?
This Thursday and Friday are very busy days for me. I'll be tired after a long week.
That's a good reason. Maybe you can join us another time.
Sure, I'd love to.
Ooh, they're going skiing this weekend. That sounds like so much fun.
It does. And when something sounds like fun, of course we want to go. Well, Milo says, Ken and I are going skiing this weekend. Ivy's coming too. Do you want to come along?
Now, Milo is talking to Emily. He wants to invite her along. If she goes, they'll have a big group of people going together.
That's right. And of course, Ivy and Emily are good friends. So Emily says, that sounds fun, but is she able to go, Garrett?
She says, I'll have to say no this time. So here she is saying no to this. She's saying no this time.
So why is she saying no? Well, Emily says, this Thursday and Friday are very busy days for me. I'll be tired after a long week.
Yeah, and this is one reason why it could be hard to say no. Maybe someone asks you to do something on a day when you do have free time. You're not doing anything else. So it's hard to say no, but you're really busy around that time.
Yes, and when you are very busy around for a few days, then after that, you will very likely be tired, like Emily thinks. Well, when you're tired, you don't have a lot of energy. Maybe you want to rest, relax, or even sleep.
Yeah, the word tired could mean it's at nighttime and you're ready to go to sleep. It could also mean you've been doing a lot of things or moving around a lot, and your body feels tired. You want to rest it by doing something relaxing.
And Emily says that she will be tired after a long week. We probably all will be. Well, Jack has something to tell us about a long week.
Emily 说她周末不去滑雪了，因为这星期四和五会非常忙。而在漫长的一周工作后，我会很累。I'll be tired after a long week. 句中 a long week 翻译为漫长的一周。不过有时候它真正的重点不在于时间多长，而是隐含着表达这段时间里不容易，让人非常的疲惫。我们来看例句。After a long week of exams, I just want to rest.漫长的考试周结束后，我只想休息。或是 I stayed home all weekend after a long week. 经历了漫长的一周后，我整个周末都待在家。还有 Wade looked tired after a long week at work. Wade 在经历了一周漫长的工作后，看起来很疲倦。
Thank you so much, Jack.Well, Emily says she will be tired after a long week because Thursday and Friday will be busy for her. And that's why she says she has to say no.
Yes, I totally understand that. When a week is busy for me, I also often call it a long week. Keep in mind, just like we learned, this doesn't mean a week has more than 7 days.
Yes. Well, remember, friends, that Milo, he had invited Emily to go skiing with their friends. She said no, and Milo said, that's a good reason.
That's a good reason. Milo also says, maybe you can join us another time. Remember, Emily just said that she's not going to join them this time. That doesn't mean she won't join them another time.
That is true. Well, let's talk a little bit about the word reason. A reason answers why. So maybe the reason why you didn't go outside is because it is raining. It answers the question why.
Or the reason why you had some cake is because it's your birthday.
That is a great sentence. Well, then Emily says, sure, I'd love to, because Milo said it's okay if she could not come that time, she could join them another time.
Yes, and that would be great. Well, it sounds like they will have a great skiing trip, even if Emily can't come this time. Hopefully, she can get some good rest.
Get some good rest. That reminds me that...Garrett and I are going to take a short break Friends, take a break with us. Be sure to join us again. We'll see you in just a bit.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. What do you think? If you've had a busy week, but you have some time on the weekend, will you say yes when someone invites you out?
Well, maybe it might depend if you are very tired or not. You might be after a busy weekend.
Right. Maybe you'll say yes sometimes and no at other times. Just keep in mind, it's okay to say no. Let's get back to our lesson.
Is it ever hard for you to say no to others?
Yes, but sometimes saying no is the best choice.
I know. You have to take care of yourself.
And whatever the reason, you should say no politely.
I agree. Say, no thank you, or maybe another time.
Saying no isn't easy, but you can be honest and kind.
Well, Emily did do a good job of saying no when she needed to at this time.
She did do a good job, but saying no is not always easy, and Milo asks her, is it ever hard for you to say no to others?
Good question. Emily says, yes, it is hard for her, but sometimes saying no is the best choice.
Yes, saying no is not always easy. I don't think it's always easy myself, but Emily is right. Sometimes saying no is the best choice.
And now let's make the choice to talk about that word. What is a choice, Maria?
When you make a choice, you make a decision or you choose something. You say no to everything else when you say yes to one thing.
Okay, you can think about this. You have lots of opportunities. You can go to the library to study. You can go to the gym to exercise or go to a movie with your friends. Which one will you choose? You can only choose one.
And the one that you choose is your choice. Well, Milo says, I know. You have to take care of yourself.
And Emily says, whatever the reason, you should say no politely. That's a good thing to keep in mind. When you do say no, it might be a great reason, but whatever it is, do it politely.
And whatever just means no matter. So if the reason is you're too tired or the reason is you're too busy, you just be sure that you say no in a polite way.
Whatever the reason. Let's go to Jack for more on that.
Emily 说，有时候最好的选择就是说不。但是不论你的拒绝理由是什么，都应该要有礼貌地说不。And whatever the reason, you should say no politely. 代名词 whatever 在这里是指不管什么，而 whatever your reason is 就是不论你的理由是什么。同类的代名词还有 wherever, whenever, whichever 等等。我们来看例句 ，Whatever happens。Stay calm. 不管发生什么事都要保持冷静。Wherever you go, I'll follow. 无论你去哪里我都会跟着。或是 call me whenever you need help. 只要你需要帮忙随时打给我。
Thank you so much, Jack. Whatever questions we have about English, you're always here to help us out. We really appreciate that.
And I hope that you helped us out with finding our find it answer. The question was, how can you say no to others?
You can say no thank you, or maybe another time.
Those are great ways to say no. Well, Milo, he agrees with Emily that it is important to be polite when you say no.
It is important to be polite. Milo agrees. When you agree with someone, you feel the same way that they do. You think they are right.
So, what are some polite ways to say no? Milo gives us some.
Yes, he does. We talked about them just a moment ago. One way is to say no thank you. Of course, thank you sounds like you're saying yes. But if you put the word no in front of it, you're just politely saying no.
Yes, and when you add thank you at the end, you tell the other person, I feel very great. I feel good that you invited me or thought of me, but sorry, I can't. Well, there's another way that you can say no politely.
You could also say maybe another time. That just means I don't want that right now, but maybe some other time. Sometimes when you say that, though, you don't really mean it. You just want to say no.
Maybe another time. That is a great way to say no. And that is today's calendar phrase.
Maybe another time.
Maybe another time.
下次再说吧。
Do you want to play cards?
No, maybe another time.
Do you want to watch videos?
No, maybe another time.
Do you want to do a puzzle?
No, maybe another time.
Do you want to order pizza?
Yes, anytime. Yeah.
Maybe another time.
Maybe another time.
下次再说吧。
Like we've said in our lesson, saying no is not easy, friends, but it is okay. Sometimes it's the best choice.
Yes, and be honest when you say no too, and be kind, be polite. Well, friends, we learned a lot of great words in today's lesson, so let's review them right now.
Here's your first keyword for today. Reason. Reason. What's your reason for not coming?
Tired. Tired. You must be tired after your trip.
Agree. Agree. Let's agree on a place to meet.
Whatever. Whatever. Whatever the price, I'll buy it.
Choice. Choice. Do you want to help? It's your choice. Friends, those are today's key words. Make the choice to practice them some more.
And now let's go back and watch our lesson one more time.
Ken and I are going skiing this weekend. Ivy's coming too. Do you want to come along?
That sounds fun, but I'll have to say no this time.
Oh, why?
This Thursday and Friday are very busy days for me. I'll be tired after a long week.
That's a good reason. Maybe you can join us another time.
Sure, I'd love to.
Is it ever hard for you to say no to others?
Yes, but sometimes saying no is the best choice.
I know. You have to take care of yourself.
And whatever the reason, you should say no politely.
I agree. Say no thank you, or maybe another time.
Saying no isn't easy, but you can be honest and kind.
Hey friends, welcome back to Chit Chat. I'm Zach, this is Ivy, and today we are talking about saying no.
No,
Yes, we are. We talked all about it.
No.
What? Yes, we did.
I know. I'm just saying no. That is our word for today.
Oh.
No is an important word. There can be many reasons to say no.
Yes.
No. We are talking about saying no.
Yes.
No, not yes. We are talking about saying no.
I mean, yes, saying no is important.
Yes, if you are tired.
Or any other reason. Is it ever hard to say no to others?
Yes, but being honest is important.
So true. Well, friends, keep practicing your English. Don't say no to practicing English.
Yes. Bye.
Hi, friends. It's me, Billy Builder. We need to build a sentence today. Are you ready? Here we go. Oh, okay. And I, this weekend, are going skiing. Can. That is not a good sentence. Let's build it better. Okay. Find someone doing something. What was that? Ken? Awesome. Ken. Ken is doing something. Is anyone else doing the same thing? Ken and I? Okay. Add and I? Great. Ken and I. Now, what are Ken and I doing? Going. Going skiing. I think that works. Going skiing. Ken and I are going skiing. This looks better already. Add the last part. When are we going skiing? That's right. This weekend. Friends, we have a strong sentence. Ken and I are going skiing this weekend. Sounds like fun. I wish I was going skiing, but I have to build sentences this weekend. That is fun too. Keep building strong sentences, friends. See you next week.
Well, friends, hopefully this lesson was helpful to you. And you know that it's okay to say no sometimes. I would say, though, on the other hand, you might say no too much sometimes as well and miss out on some opportunities.
That can happen sometimes. But just keep in mind, remember to make the best choices for yourself and also be polite if you do say no to others.
Absolutely. Well, friends, we have more to say, so we hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Of course, that's right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.